And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa's on the Royal Star still. We'll hopefully be hearing from him today from the boat. Hey, we've got a couple great guys in the studio. Captain Mark Paisano and Matt Collin from the Independence going to be talking fishing here and long-range fishing at its finest. You stay tuned to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, December 10th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and his staff, to host a very important live broadcast from Pueblo Benito Rose Resort in Cabo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Cabo San Lucas. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, December 10th, a very special live broadcast from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick Max is on the Star, the Royal Star, and he's down somewhere down south, hopefully pulling on some big tuna. We heard him yesterday talking about all the good wahoo fishing they had on the way down, and hopefully that he's getting in on the tuna today. So we'll hear from him hopefully later on the show. But speaking of long range, we've got the guys from the Independence, Mark Paisano, Matt Collin. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Great to have you guys in the studio. And where is the Independence now?
They're out on the Save-On 15-day trip.
A 15-day?
Yeah, so they got another day or two to fish, and then they'll be headed home.
All right. Very good. And how's the fishing?
It sounded like it started off scratchy, but they've been putting together some pretty decent days. And I called Jeff this morning and didn't get through but to find out what happened yesterday. But I know they've had poor conditions from his reports and talking to him earlier in the trip when he first got down there. The conditions were kind of, I don't know if it was a wind current thing or just, you know, because the water generally is always good as far as color and temp down there. But sure. It sounded like it was more of a current wind-related poor condition deal.
Yeah, well, and that we know how quickly that can change, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no
doubt. Wake up the next morning and go, hey, look at this.
Yeah, indeed. Matt, you had a few days off on the boat, huh?
Yeah, I've had about a week now. Lost count of the days.
Nice.
But, yeah, we're taking off on the 10th. That's the boat will come in, turn around on the 10th, and go back out on our AFCO 10-day trip.
All right, nice. Now, how far can you get on a 10-day trip on the Independence?
I mean, we've been down all the way to the island before, but it's got to be really good fishing. But usually stay somewhere down the lower banks. I'd call it maybe 600 miles, 650 miles would be comfortable, depending on what's going on.
There's been some good fishing there on those lower banks for big ones, right?
Yeah, you know, hit and miss. But, you know, last year we had some pretty good fishing down there. Earlier this year, about a month ago, we had some decent sign of better fish. Not so many of the numbers, but they're definitely around this time of year.
Yeah, no question. You guys had a hit early, about a month ago, I guess, for some real nice ones, huh?
Yeah, we had I think we had three fish over two. We had one 337. That was a big fish. And, you know, we lost quite a few in the heat of battle, you know, connections or that sort of stuff. But there was good sign around. We hung around the next day and never saw them again.
So. Huh. Just, that's the way those fish are.
Yeah.
So do you find that people going on 10-day trips aren't quite expecting a 200-pounder? Is that why the number of losses? Or?
You know, there's a mixed group in those 10-day trips. You get a lot of guys that, you know, do want to go catch a trophy, and then there's the group that wants to get the variety of everything. They want to go catch wahoo or, you know, maybe a chance at some yellowtail and maybe a chance at a big tuna. But it's kind of a mixed group of passengers on those 10-day trips as far as, you know, what everybody wants to do. We kind of got to get a consensus and, you know, obviously you're going for what's around at the time. But,
yeah,
not everybody's expecting to catch a 200-pounder.
Yeah, no, he's certainly not. And, Mark, you and Paul, your partner, built that incredible boat. How many years has it been now in operation?
Well, our first year was 04.
That
we're actually
been
went,
that long already?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a while. This is actually our 13th season, I believe, because counting 04. But, you know, we started the boat in 02, and it's a distant memory now, but at the time it was like, is this boat ever going to get finished? I thought that every day when I would go down there and walk up on the boat and just go.
I remember when you were
just
building.
Just piece by piece, and it's just like, and then you run into a snag of some sort, or material didn't come in on time, or something was back-ordered, we couldn't get a part, or God, it was, you know. Building a boat is quite a process. It's something that, it's fun. I mean, I always said I'd never do it again, but, you know, if the circumstances were right, I might.
Yeah. Yeah, but it turned out, and now here, 16 years into the operation or 15 years, it's a beautiful, sturdy, great operation.
Yeah, our manager of the project, who we hired, John Rice, was just an incredible guy to work with. And just as far as, he was an Australian gentleman. He passed away a few years ago in a boating accident, kind of disappeared at sea.
Oh, geez.
And anyway, he was a brilliant guy and just a great manager of the project. You know, he could have built four or five of them one after another if the need was there or the want was there. But anyhow, he really built that boat to last.
Yeah.
Very heavily built.
Now tell us about the boat for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with the Independence.
Well, the Independence is 112 feet by 32 feet wide.
Super wide.
Super wide. It's got a pretty flat, as far as the sides of the hull, it's pretty flat. It's not V'd in like some boats, which will V into the chine, where it creates less boat in the water for more speed, but it's built more to be a stable platform. Because, you know, hey, when you're, let's face it, when you're fishing, you're on the anchor, you're drifting, you want something stable. You don't want to be, you know, getting jerked off your feet in bad weather.
Rocking and rolling.
And I think that's the biggest asset of the boat is it's very, very comfortable in weather. And, you know, our old boat, the Islander, you know, we just didn't hold enough bait and hold enough fish. So, obviously, we increased the capacities of those things, and we hold plenty of bait and plenty of fish. And, you know, the staterooms are big and comfortable and roomy, you know, and we didn't have an air-conditioned galley. We do now, which would be hard. It's hard to believe, you know, not having an air-conditioned galley. Cause
especially down below, right?
Matt could attest, it gets hot.
Yeah.
I mean, like in the fall down the ridge, there's days when you walk outside, it just feels like you're in a sauna.
Ooh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
water.
In those respects, very comfortable and very passenger friendly, I would call the boat.
Yeah, it's I've been fished on the boat. It's everything you say it is. It's pretty amazing. And what's it like running a boat like that, Matt?
Yeah, it's dream come true, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Starting, you know, that's the first boat I've you know, ran, so very fortunate. Very stoked for where I am.
Step right up to the top, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this about Matt. He's homegrown. He came down without a license looking for a job, and we usually hire guys pretty much if they have a license, you know, and they have experience, we'll hire them. Matt came down and he came. How many times did you come down the boat before?
The boat down there every time they came in. Tried and tried and tried, and I think they finally just gave me a job to keep me from bugging them.
It's like, all right, you're here all the time anyway.
We didn't have a spot, you know, and he came down a bunch of times and he started working on the boat, and then he, you know, how many years has it been now? 6-7 years now?
Yeah, 6 years.
6 years. He got his license a couple years into it, and he's, you know, he's on the boat 200 and some odd days a year, so.
Wow.
He's gotten a lot of experience in the last 6 or 7 years, and he's done a great job. He's got a really good rapport with the customers. He's basically taken my position. I only run the boat once in a while, and Matt's taking the trips that I normally run when Jeff's off. So
well,
it's Matt and Jeff.
You have a lot going on.
We do.
Yeah.
You know, we got the bait company going, and
How's the bait company doing?
It's good. We had a great season, you know. We're downsizing a little bit. We're getting rid of one boat, and mainly one of our commercial squid boats, the Pamela Rose. We've actually sold that boat now.
Oh, okay.
So we'll probably upgrade the Bounty, our smaller of the two boats that we have left, into a little bigger boat somewhere down the line if we see the right opportunity. We're adding we've had a barge that, when we bought the Newport operation, that's been out of service. So we're going to put that back into service. That'll give us a lot more capacity in Pedro for curing bait out.
Mm-hmm.
In Newport, we built that barge, but Newport is such a tight area. It's small. We really can't put a lot of barge down there. But
sure,
what we got works pretty well. Newport's kind of a tough place because you have this shallow basin or harbor, which in the summertime, that sun beating on that shallow water gets hot, and then when the tide goes out, it, you know, the receiver's out near the mouth, so all that warm, dirty water comes out of the bay, and it flushes through the fish, and it's tough sometimes to keep bait alive. There was water I've seen on outgoing tide, 79 degrees there.
Ooh, that's tough on sardines.
Coming out of the bay, and it's just like, wow. You know, and you're taking it from 68-degree water, blue, cool water, right outside the harbor into that dirty warm water, you know. And when I say dirty, it's just, you know, it's silty and it's
muddy. Well, it's just
muddy.
Flushing out from the
tides.
Yeah,
yeah, and the tides are crazy in there. It's way stronger than Point Loma.
Is it really?
Oh, man, I've had times when on a full moon trying to tie up to that receiver, it's almost impossible. You have to plan, like, okay, I got the tide going. You have to go way down below the receiver and pull in and just in time it because it's a big, heavy, you know.
Yeah.
We're carrying 100 tons of water on the boat, so.
Ooh.
So when that tide catches you sideways, it's almost impossible to get tied up to it. And then, of course, the other thing that hurts us there is the south swell.
Sure.
Because the mouth faces south.
And it comes right in.
Oh, man. We got pictures of waves actually cresting over the receiver.
Oh, no.
And guys surfing right next to it.
Oh, my.
Surfing right
really?
Next to it. And actually going in the harbor further from the receiver, if you know how Newport's set up.
Wow.
But
yeah,
that south swell we had the last two years ago was incredible. They closed the harbor down for a couple of days. But.
Yeah, you don't want to go in there. So that presents challenges versus on the opposite end over in Pedro, it's like a dream come true for a bait, right?
Well, weather, we don't have weather issues there. We have deep water. It's 40 feet deep under the receiver, you know, versus 20
Much more
feet.
Stable.
Stable. It's just, yeah, you don't have, you know, it, plus there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of openings in L.A. Harbor. The whole south end of the harbor is open. So you don't, when the tide goes out, you don't have a narrow opening like Point Loma or Newport or any other, you know, like San Francisco Bay is crazy, too. I remember bringing a boat out of San Francisco Bay and going under the Golden Gate Bridge and looking at the stanchions, you know, going into the water. The tide was just ripping.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is crazy, too.
Yeah, it is. So, speaking of bait, of course, one of your big deals is producing a great quality product in squid, and you're still producing that.
We are. It's squid's been tougher to come by the last couple of years. So, at the moment, I'm not sure if I think we sold it all. Right now, the price of squid is at an all-time high.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. It's the fishermen are getting the best price ever, which is like $1,000 or $1,100. I heard the price might even go to $1,200 a ton.
Wow.
And prior to that, it was like the highest I saw it was $600 or $700 a ton.
So it's almost doubled.
So when a guy goes to buy a pound of frozen squid, he's gonna pay a premium for it because supply and demand and obviously, there's not a lot of supply right now.
Yeah, interesting. Well, what do you think? What's the outlook now? I mean, there seems to be more squid around.
Well, I think we've turned the corner on the El Nino warm water. 3 years of pretty much some of the warmest water and best fishing we've ever seen.
Sure.
In Southern California, we're seeing cooler water, so we're starting to see more squid. Yeah, I think there's probably an 80% chance we're going to see some albacore next year, you know.
Okay.
I really feel like that it's got the conditions have swung around now. We may see albacore next
All
year.
Right.
I'm not going to guarantee it because you know how fishing is.
Yeah, I'm with
you
on that.
You can never guarantee anything, but I'm going to say there's a very good chance we could see albacore next year.
We like that. Albacore would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to see some albacore.
Yeah,
again.
It's been quite a few years, right?
I can't even remember, really, Matt. Seven years, maybe? I mean, in any amount, any good amount, I think was probably...
We'll go out and target them.
The first year in 04, we had pretty good albacore fishing. We had some in 05. Kind of started tapering off in 06, 07. So I'm going to call at least 07 till we, you know, since we've had any good numbers of them.
Yeah, it's been a while. We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready for albacore. Now, what about, of course, you guys also own 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Great operation there. And that whole operation's been taken to the new level.
Well, we've done a few improvements. We've had some improvements there over the last few years. We took over the Freedom, myself, Jeff Jessup, and John Woodrum, and we remodeled that boat, and we put that boat on a seven-day-a-week schedule, which prior it wasn't running necessarily 7 days a week. It was kind of off and on. And we have the Native Son there now. We brought that over. So, and of course, we've got the Pursuit with John Woodrum. He's a maniac fisherman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a hardcore, tough, good fisherman.
Catalina Island almost
every day, huh? Yeah, pretty much. That boat fishes Catalina unless something's really out of the ordinary. He's going to Catalina every day. And then we got, you know, our old boat, the Monte Carlo, still there. Me and Paul brought that in 88, and it's still there doing the half-day run.
Wow. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys were on that bite on the Tanner Bank too, right? That bluefin bite?
Yeah, that bluefin bite was and it's still going on. I mean, we've had a lot of weather issues here in the last couple of weeks with you know, the northwest and the northeast, and
it's changed a little bit.
Things have changed and cooled. The water's really cooled off, you know. The other thing we've had going, we have, you know, the ultra run and limited loads that they've been going out to the bank, and along with the Outrider now. The Outrider is a great 10-passenger charter boat that was taken over this year by Tucker McCombs, and he's done a great job catching fish and really good feedback on him. So we got those two guys. And, of course, Bruce on the Fortune comes up, and he runs.
Bruce
runs up. He's actually up there right now. Bob's running the boat while Bruce is out fly fishing, probably. Yeah. And
he's up at Pyramid, I'm sure.
I'm not sure, but he loves the fly fish, I know. Oh, yeah, so Bob's been running the boat. They've been catching the bluefin out at Tanner.
Nice.
And so he's up for the fall, and he'll be there for the spring bite at the islands and whatnot.
That's great. They'll actually be on the show here in a couple weeks. So
yeah,
both Bob and Bruce, we're going to drag Bruce out of the river and
and
get him into the studio with Bob. So
yeah, Bob's been doing a good job. He's been catching a lot of big bluefin out there on the bank, and the other night. They stayed during the day, and the fish were kind of like a morning deal, and then kind of tapered off. And then I guess as the sun went down, that stuff really bit good. And most of it's at 60 to 110 pound fish. So, you know, when you have
December.
In December.
Yeah.
In December, and, you know, to think about that is in itself incredible. But can you imagine 20 guys on a boat and they're all hooked up the same time at night?
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Both Mark and Matt, wealth of knowledge here. So pick at them and ask them. And this is your show. This is your time to shine here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the phone numbers. Lines are open now, 877-792-1090, 877-792-1090. We have a line also open at 858-457-1090, 858-457-1090. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a busy, busy morning, so you better take your shots while you can, because we are going to give away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses today. We're going to give away the newest one that just came out from Maui Jim. It's the new blue Hawaii lens, which I just had the opportunity to wear and try, and they're awesome. It's somewhere between the gray lens and the bronze lens, kind of perfect in between. It's got that beautiful blue mirror finish, and we're going to give it away in the Piahi frame, in the super thin glass and matte black frame. So that's awesome, the new blue Hawaii lens from Maui Jim for one lucky caller today. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more fishing here with Mark and Matt. Stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in a big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland. for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with the captains from the Independents, Mark and Matt, having a great time talking fishing. Still line open. You want to get through at 877-792-1090. You have a chance to be the first one on your block to wear the new lens from Maui Jim that are totally awesome. The new blue Hawaii lens. It's really, really a nice lens. Perfect for Southern California sport fishing here. And we're giving away a pair of those today. 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phones. Don in Woodland Hills, you're first up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Good morning,
Don.
Taking
my call.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, you know, the boat is a beautiful boat. My question actually is about the bait company. I was wondering if you could share with the anglers out there a little bit about what you all have to go through to find and wrap and maintain bait, because obviously, you know, days that we have great bait, it's usually pretty good fishing, and I know you guys go through a lot of effort to make it happen for all of us.
Well, that's a good question, because most people don't know what we do to catch bait, but this last summer was very good bait fishing. The prior year with the warm water was very poor, so we would go out usually at 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, and start looking for bait. You basically go out, you start looking with the sonar. Obviously, you go where you know there's been some sign. Like, there's times I'll drive up and down the coast during the day looking for bird schools, so I got something to go on if I have nothing else to go on. Like, every time I'm driving through Huntington Beach and that, I'm always looking offshore to see if
there's... Do you have your gyros with you so you can see schools?
No, I have my Fujis, though.
Okay.
But, so we go out and we start looking for bait, and some nights you will not find it till the morning, because generally speaking, between 4 and 6 in the morning, 3 and 6 in the morning are your best hours to catch bait. You'll find it scattered out during the night in some areas for whatever reason, either it's a moon phase or condition phase or whatever, but... you'll find scattered areas where there's really not enough to catch and get even, you know, 100 scoops. Like, you throw a big net out, you maybe get 20, 30, 40 scoops. But before morning, that stuff starts to gather up and school up. And so when we do find scattered areas and we can't really catch enough, we'll leave and look for areas. And if we don't, we come back to that area. And we generally catch it between, like I say, 3 and 6 in the morning. Most of the time, right before daylight is best. Most of the time.
Yeah.
And then we have to, again, you know, we have to get it on the boat as quick as possible, and then we have to bring it, you know, anywhere from an hour to 2 or 3 hours back into the receivers and then unload it. So you're looking at a 15-hour day sometimes, 12 at a minimum, usually fish and bait.
And during the peak season, you're doing that every day.
You're doing it every night. Yeah, it's every night deal, you know. And 2 years ago when things were tough, I mean, there was a lot of nights we would either miss or catch a half a load. Yeah. I mean, it got to the point where we were on a ration. I mean, we actually had a ration. So did Buck down in San Diego.
Sure.
Where, you know, it was a one-scoop max.
Yeah.
Which we don't want to do, I mean, but we don't have any choice.
Yeah.
You know, and
spread it around.
And so, you know, it can be a very challenging occupation. But
yeah.
In the same breath, it's fun. I mean, that's what we like to do. We like to go out and look, and, you know, it's satisfying when you go out and you spend the whole night and you find bait and you catch it, and, you know, it's
so cool.
And the other thing that really has an effect, like the gentleman said, I'm sorry I didn't get your name,
Don,
but it was Tom?
Don.
Don. Don, you know, it's the water temperatures play a huge factor in whether or not you're getting good bait.
You want higher temperature, lower temperature?
No, you want lower temperature. I mean, 60, you know, high 50s to mid 60s is best.
It's ideal.
So anytime you start pushing over 70 degrees, you know, or 70, like what I noticed in San Diego Bay, I'm sure Matt can attest to it, when that water gets around 72 to 74, that bait's really hard to cure out. You know, you put it, plus you have sea lions. I mean, the sea lions are relentless. I mean, they come and they start blowing bubbles under the boxes, and what that does, it scares the bait. So if there's a little crack or crevice, the bait will like freak out, and maybe one will go out a little opening and they'll eat it. You know, they're smart. They're smart animals.
Yeah, they're smart animals.
You know, I've watched all the different animals that we deal, you know, have around us or in the fishing areas, and everybody says how intelligent dolphin are, but a sea lion, I think hands down, is the most intelligent mammal that we see on the ocean.
And you have to deal with those. You know, I think, and Don brings a good point, I don't think that you guys as bait haulers, you, the Everingham brothers, you guys at San Pedro, all the bait haulers up and down the coast, get the respect that they deserve for the amount of effort and labor it takes to put that bait in the receiver. It's unbelievable task.
Well, I think the fishermen know what it, you know, I get a lot of guys that come up, hey, thanks a lot, you know, and you know, appreciate what we do. And every once in a while, I go, oh, you're charging too much for bait. You know, and I said, you know what? I just been up for 15 hours and we caught 100 scoops.
Yeah.
I think I'm charging way too little.
Yeah, that's not enough. Because I'm losing money here, right?
You know, but.
Then to maintain the receivers and the whole thing.
It's, you know, and then, so right now we're maintaining receivers and the barnacle with that warm water too and mussels. You would not believe. We pulled one of the boxes out and it's like, a muscle factory.
Wow.
So it restricts the flow, so we're doing that maintenance right now, and you know, it's an ongoing job year round, even though it's not busy this time of year. That's why Paul's not here.
Yeah,
he's getting one of the barges ready to haul out, and
we've
had one of the barges that's been in the water 10 years. It has a lot of growth on it, and we need to paint, and then the boxes come out every year and they get cleaned every year, but that's what we do.
That's a big job. Yeah. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Hey, Matt, you know, speaking of bait, this summer, fortunately, we've had a great abundance of nice sardine, but it's been small. How does that play in on those long trips like you go on fishing that small bait? Are you guys having to make a lot more bait? Are you using that sardine?
Yeah, you know, the bait has been very good this year. It's been smaller, like you said, but it definitely makes it tough fishing heavy line with a really small, you know, really small sardine there. So, you know, you have to bump down your hook size. You have to, you know, drop your line sizes at time and, you know, kind of play it differently. We are making a lot more bait going in places and, you know, staying up late at night and making our own bait for that, you know, bigger mackerel or whatever it be, scad mackerel, and using that mostly for, you know, it depends on how much you get, but mostly saved for the kite fishing or that sort of deal. But we've gotten by very well this year. You know, it's worked out good. It lived, which is all we can ask for.
Yeah, that's, and there's small sardine, healthy, right?
Yeah, and there's a heck of a lot more of it, too. You know, in each scoop you get almost twice as much.
Yeah.
So
you get, even though it's heavy line, you put it in the water, man, it runs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, we've made do with it, and I don't have any complaints, but just going into these bigger fish, it's a lot tougher. It'd be a lot easier with a regulation-size sardine, for sure.
What do you think is going to happen now? You talk about albacore next year. Is it going to switch over to anchovy, do you think?
Well, you know, we saw a lot of anchovy this year, but it was, that sardine was actually really good local size sardine. It was like 5 to 6 inches. And whenever we didn't catch that smaller bait, we caught that bigger bait, the guys up north didn't want that bait. They wanted that medium to small. It seemed like the fish wanted it, too.
Yeah, that yellowfin, that small yellowfin that was around, it's perfect bait.
Yeah, they didn't want that big dean. And there was times up in Pedro we couldn't find anything but big bait. And there was a few nights where the guys said, man, we really need small bait, we really need smaller bait. And we went looking, and, you know, there's certain areas where it's more predominant, or at least it was this summer.
Sure.
And we'd go down there and try and catch that smaller bait. But, you know, the thing to think about here with this live bait, Southern California and maybe San Francisco and maybe Westport, those are about the only places in the world that have receivers and we catch live bait.
I mean, you can walk up and hand them $40.
Yeah, you can pull up to a bait receiver and get live bait. I mean, you can't do it on the East Coast. No. You know, I talked to Pat Conklin. I don't know if you know Pat Conklin. He was an old-time, really good fisherman here on the West Coast. He's living back in Nantucket, runs a boat back there now, not a fishing boat, but a ferry. And he fishes a lot back there, and we talked about it. I said, man, if you could, you know, have that bait for those big stripers, you know, where you could actually chum and pin on a bait and
watch out
and cast it out, it'd be a whole different ball game.
It's a total game changer.
So the way we fish in Southern California and Mexico and stuff, it's different in the fact that you have live bait and you have enough to put in the water for chum, and you have enough to where a guy can wind in a bait after a minute and change it. Yeah. Doesn't have to soak. You know, we got seven baits in the tank. We got to soak this bait for half an hour.
We got all day.
That's a big difference, too.
Oh, yeah. We're spoiled, aren't we? For sure. Hey, Charlie and Gardena, you're next up on Let's Talk Fishing. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering, the question for you guys is, on your Wahoo trips, what's the preferred setup that you guys like? You know, there's a lot of technology and different manufacturers out there.
You know, as far as the Wahoo fishing goes, you know, obviously a couple different methods of fishing them, but, you know, the most popular would be a jig or a bomb. And a couple guys do it a little differently. The main thing is having a high-speed reel. You want something you could turn fast, you know, high-ratio reel. One of those Toriums, Shimano Torium, Avid LX, HX. Whichever, you know, reel manufacturer you'd like to go with.
Well, you want it like 6-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, you want a 6-to-1 ratio at least. The guy who winds the fastest gets the most fish.
Is that
right? That's me.
Yeah.
So something you can cast good. Some guys will go straight spectra, you know, with just a little tiny top shot of fluorocarbon. I'm not a huge fan of it. You know, you don't have any shock in the line. You might get a little bit better hook set. But, you know, 50-pound test, I'd say minimum. And
stiff rod? You want a stiff rod?
Yeah, you want a stiff rod, maybe 8-foot rod, something you can wing out there and cast it out there. If you're not good at casting, just try and get it away from the boat as far as you can. That way you're getting more of an angle on it as you're retrieving it rather than straight up and down. But I think a lot of it is just winding fast.
Nice. Yeah, and jigs and bombs are more effective than bait, you find?
Yeah, you know, we've had really good success. There's a jig out there, that Captain Jimmy Bomb. That jig has been very, very good lately. They're hard
style.
To get. It's basically like a 6-ounce sinker with a skirt on it.
Okay.
So if you think about a Wahoo, they come up a lot of times and they'll bite the jig sideways or whatever it be, and they don't actually have the hook in their mouth. So you lose a lot of. It's hard to hook them as it is. You know, you get a lot of bites, but landing them's different. These little bombs, it's such a small thing, so you have a lot better chance of getting that hook into their mouth.
Sounds like the Pete Haynes sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6-ounce sinker with a Siwash hook on the bottom.
That's it.
Skirt.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they come, you know, in all sorts of fancy colors and sparkles and all that, but
they seem to work
very good, yeah.
You can find them, right? Captain Jimmy's.
Yeah. It's a guy, I think he does a... It's a pretty small business, and he's got quite the demand.
It's kind of like a handmade deal in his garage. I don't think it's like a mass-produced jig or anything. You know, another thing he had is, like, I like an HX for fishing. It's a bigger, you know, larger diameter spool, so you're getting a little more line in, you know, and it's a more versatile reel as far as if you want to switch over and fish, you know, 150-pound tuna with your...
Oh, really?
You know, oh, yeah, an HX, Avid HX is a great reel to catch. I've caught 200-pound tuna on HX, no problem.
Turn the handle, and you get that much more retrieve.
With the larger diameter spool, you do, and it's a great versatile reel.
Cool. Hope that helps you out, Charlie. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, John in Huntington Beach. You're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Great show as always, and I've never fished on the Independence. I've been on the boat though at the Fred Hall show when you bring it up to San Pedro and. Or up to Long Beach, and I really enjoy walking around it. But I wanted to find out what the effect of the bulbous bow does to the ride. If you have any, I know you guys put that on there, or maybe it was already on the hull when you bought the boat. But Can you talk about that, what effect that has?
Well, we actually put that on. It was a design that was drawn in with the architect. If you look at every ship in the world, they have them. So what it does, it creates a hole in the water. The easiest way to, or the most simple way to explain it, is it creates a hole in the water and it breaks the sea up before the boat actually enters that hole.
Interesting.
So it allows for better ride. Plus, when it's, you know, it's under the water several feet, so as it's coming up and down, it's got to push that water up, so it slows the pitch of the boat as far as going into it.
Uh-huh.
But it breaks up the ocean a little bit and creates an area for the boat to travel through. And like I said, every ship in the world's got one. I mean, drive through the harbor sometime, you know, if you're up, especially in L.A.
Every
big ship, and even a lot of the smaller boats now have them. I mean, they're putting them on seiners, and we have one on one of our seiners. And, they're pretty popular as far as...
become kind of one of the key features to put on a boat.
Yeah, depending what you're doing. I mean, if you're on a boat that you want to do 25 knots, then no. But
no.
If you want something that's going to be more comfortable and it's going to handle the sea better, yes.
Yeah, so it's not something for a planing hull, say. It's something for...
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's something for a displacement hull.
Displacement hull.
And, you know, it does increase speed of the boat. You know, that's another factor.
It does.
Yeah, it does increase. It adds the overall length of the boat, so that generally increases speed.
Does it work, Matt?
I'd say I wouldn't change it.
You wouldn't change, you wouldn't change, and it really doesn't get in the way of fish. I mean, actually, I think it helps at times because it's so rounded out there. It's not a sharp, you know, bows come to a nice sharp point on the keel.
Sure.
This kind of rounds everything out, and you know, we can get around them pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Figure you think about the water hitting that and displacing off of that, and, you know, before it hits the hole. So.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up. For the first time this morning, 877-792-1090, open right now. Let's talk to Ed in Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Let's see. Let's go ahead and go back to put Ed on hold, and let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. It's Captain Jeff on the Independence. Hey. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Keith. How you doing?
Good morning. Great to hear from you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's busy out here. Real busy. Just a quick report here. We're on a 15-dayer. We spent the first 5 days inside at the buffer zone there. We didn't really have the good premium conditions that we had last trip, but, you know, nonetheless, we had good fishing in there, despite all the poor conditions, 30 to 55 fish a day. Chances at big ones every day. We got a couple, three or four of those mid twos in there, and some right around 200. And yesterday it fell on its face, really fell on its face. So we busted a move, and we're at the outside spot now, down at the bank. And we've had a very good morning here. Really good fight in the dark. Got a handful of cows down here in the dark this morning, 20 fish or so, in that beautiful bank raid. I think a small one's like 130 or 125 pounds. Everything's, 150 to that 200-pound mark there. So we'll get today and tomorrow down the bank here, and we'll be coming home. But all in all, you know, pretty good sign either place. Good time to be out here.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Sounds like a great wrap-up to the trip, and you made the right move there and put some big ones on the boat. That's fantastic. Is your weather still good, Jeff?
You know, we've had pretty good weather here. I know Ricky, they're on their way out here. They'll be here probably about 2 o'clock, about the time we got here last night. So Ricky's on his way out here, and the weather's good, really, really good.
Fantastic. That sounds great. All right, Jeff. Well, we got your guy Matt here and Mark, of course, holding down the fort here at home. And when are you back in San Diego?
Oh, wow. You got the big hitters there. Nice.
Yeah.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. We'll be in on Saturday morning, and then I think Matt's going to come out for a 10-day trip. and there's still sign of that cow tuna on the lower banks there, so sounds pretty appealing for that 10-day mass going out on Saturday. Sounds good down there.
Yeah, pretty good wahoo fishing too, I guess, out on the rocks, right?
Yeah, there was. You know, we went by the rocks there. It was blowing 25-30 knots. We made one drift for not even a dozen of them, and then we kept rolling. But yeah, there's still a good sign there.
Fantastic. Well, great to hear from you, Captain Jeff DuBois, calling us live from the Independence. You can hear that sonar clicking in the background. Keep getting at the bank there, Jeff, and we'll see you back in San Diego.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
All right.
See you guys. Have
thanks.
A good show.
Thanks
good
for the
see
call.
Good luck.
See
you. Good luck.
All right. Very good. That's always nice to hear from the boat. They're getting them.
Yeah.
Made the right move.
Yeah.
Like, that's always good.
And it's nice when you have nice weather at the bank because it could
yeah.
be snotty.
Oh, it's in the middle of the ocean.
They don't call it the Hurricane Bank for nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
If you ever, you know, I really enjoy watching hurricanes from my laptop in my office. But,
yeah.
you know, if you ever sit down and watch how they track and how they come up the coast down by Acapulco and further south, and man, they go near that hurricane. They go within
right
a couple hundred miles of Clarion, Socorro, or Hurricane Bank. I mean, that is just hurricane belt out
yeah.
there. You have to be extremely careful going down there, like early or late. I would say early season long trip, which would be October, even the beginning of November.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't schedule long trips until November, because you know,
smart.
There was actually a depression here just a week or two ago
yeah.
that was down the coast. Never materialized, yeah. but it could have.
Well, especially when you have warmer water conditions like the El Nino and stuff
yeah.
like that, they
yeah,
can
that,
linger for quite a long
time. That's what
long
fuels hurricanes
yeah.
and
you don't
want to
be
storms.
At Hurricane Bank when there's a hurricane around.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
When we come back, we're going to talk more fishing here, get a catch report up and down the coast. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Land is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Time to talk about great product from Shimano, and I want to talk about that Therese rail rod. Man, I'm telling you, if you're going long-range fishing, the XH and the XXH are two rods that need to be in your arsenal. They really did it right when Robbie put that together. They consulted a lot of people in the fishing industry, and they said, what is the right rod for the rail? And they put it together, and they hit it a home run there. The Therese rail rod, two different sizes. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
XFRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Let's find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing, San Diego's finest. That's why they're known as the fish pros. Once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish, jerky, and, of course, that famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for details or see them when your trip returns to the sport fishing landings. Let's start it up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
Doing great. How's it fishing?
Good. You know, no cow tuna or wahoo up here for us. Definitely December. You know, the warmer water temps have pretty much given way to the cooler stuff now, 58 to 60 for us the last couple of days. And kind of as you'd imagine with the cooler water, you know, catching has slowed up a little bit as well. You know, fortunately, those offshore winds this week didn't have a huge impact, as, you know, the water remained pretty clean along our stretch, and, you know, we were able to get boats out every day this week. So a majority of the fish for us right now, along the beach, it's been caught on the bottom, either a dropper loop with a strip of bait, you know, strip of squid, sardine or mackerel, or a heavy lead head with the squid. Catching the calico bass on the fly line sardine, you know, did become a bit tougher as we kind of continue this transition in these cooler water temps. We've been catching some nice sand bass on the rubber lure, though. You know, the bait kind of slowly rolled along the bottom, and then the usual quality sheep head for the folks that bring their clam or shrimp, you know, kind of round out those counts. For us on the three-quarter day stuff, still rockfish to be had. You know, the guys are running down the beach and setting up on some of that deep water hard bottom. The majority of the day has been spent out there catching those rockfish, and then they'll kind of slip to the inside and get set up over some hard bottom, try and catch a few bass that way, or they'll sneak in a halibut drift or two to kind of round out their days. So, and then also finally last, you know, a couple more halibut did make their way onto our Derby leaderboard, so that thing's starting to fill up. I know they're out today, trying to catch a few more to get on that board as well. So that's kind of it for us, a quick hit and in a nutshell. If you guys want to get out on a boat, certainly reservations are the way to go this time of year. And also take advantage of that Let's Talk Hookup discount. And you can link right there on the Let's Talk Hookup main page there. We've got a Dana Wharf banner ad. Click on that. It'll give you a discount code, and then you can take that code online and book your spot. So give that a shot. We'll certainly call us at the landing. Number here is 949-496-5794.
All right, very good. Captain Brian Woolley, sounds like still good fishing here in December. And like you say, take advantage of that discount code's front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. Such a deal you guys give, guys. So we really appreciate that. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks, and have a great show. We'll talk to you next.
All right, thanks very much. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, it's going well. How's it fishing?
A little challenging this week with the wind.
Yeah.
You know, listening to Willie, you know, he's right. You know, we're seeing these cooler water temperatures we probably haven't seen in a while. But, you know, with that comes some fisheries we haven't seen for a while. So, like, up north, we're seeing a lot more of that better quality perch in that Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard stretch. Pound, the 2 pound fish, the last two Wiley's Derby's been won with 2 pound 3 ounce fish, 2 pound 2 ounce. So we're starting to see that more traditional perch grounds producing. We're seeing rockfish up there, cabazon, a little bit of ling cod in shallow. So, you know, more traditional stuff. For the guys further down south, though, I think halibut fishing is probably your best bet. Like Willie said, the water's still relatively clean. So on those better days, you don't have wind and stuff. You know, the estuary mouth, the river mouth. The Back Bays have been producing, and the other kind of bright spot down south too has been the harbor fishing. My buddy fished Newport Harbor the other day. Had 17 bass in the bay there, and I've been getting good reports. Lots of bait inside in the bays and stuff, so that's kind of been holding it up. But definitely moving into the cooler water deal. And, hey, we had it coming, and like I said, we'll see a few different species, more of the perch species and things like that. But always something to do, like I say, in the surf, so we'll stick with it. I think without the wind this week, we'll see some more halibut and some better perch fishing all week. So hang in there, maybe, you know, fix the reels up a little, get the sand out of them, take them to the shop, that kind of thing.
There you go. All right, Gundy. Sounds like a good plan, and certainly some great winter fishing to come here as we march towards winter. And hey, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, you guys have a good week, and I'm looking forward to that Christmas extravaganza. Is that next week or the following?
Oh, it's actually going to be Christmas Eve, the 24th.
Oh,
with
boy.
Captain Mark Wish. So we're right stepping right in there. Yeah, by the
I
way,
Rock Cod Rick's wearing a Santa
suit. Yeah, he's going to wear that famous Santa suit. Yeah, he's on the Royal Star right now, so maybe he's getting it started out there. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll be reporting on his trip in Western Outdoor News tomorrow, so
perfect.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
You've been doing a great job writing in Western Outdoor News and checking out all the long-range information that Gundy puts into Western Outdoor News every week. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it looks like we got a good season. And then, you know, for an expanded view of these surf fishing reports, I cover that, too, pretty well in the newspaper. So
absolutely. Good job,
Gundy. Good luck, Rock Cod, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Huh?
Yeah. Hey, just so everybody knows out there, our holiday schedule is we are going to be here with our Christmas extravaganza on Christmas Eve, the 24th, on Saturday. But we will not have a show on Christmas Day, Sunday. So you won't be able to hear Gundy on Christmas Day. And then the following week, of course, New Year's Eve, the 31st, we will be here on the 31st, New Year's Eve, but we will not be here New Year's Day. So that's the holiday schedule here on Let's Talk Hookup for those of our listeners. And, of course, our reporters like Gundy.
Yeah, that's great, Pete. And that'll wrap up 25 years, huh, Pete?
How about that, huh?
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Nice to be a part of it, too.
Yeah, you've been here for a lot, like 20 of them.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I go, I've been on board for a while. I just love it, Pete. It's just a great forum for the anglers, and you've got so many good folks who are on this show.
Yeah, we're fortunate for sure. Thanks, Gunny. Appreciate all your support, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right. That's our catch for today. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Ed in Mira Mesa. See if we can check back in with you, Ed. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Hey, Pete, I was wondering, could you maybe explain the process when you meet with the officials down in Mexico? I mean, as far as what you discussed, is it the same old stuff? I mean, as far as the visas and that?
You know, there's a lot of different issues that are discussed during those meetings. And, you know, really, when I'm involved in the meetings, it's more so just gaining information of where, you know, what the Mexicans feel about what we're doing as far as and where they're going with their fisheries and stuff like that. And mostly it's just showing them how much we appreciate the opportunity to fish in their waters. I think that's the thing that when I'm involved that we want to show them that we don't take that for granted, that we really appreciate the opportunity to be able to fish in these waters and fish these incredible places. No matter where it be, whether it be along the Baja coast, from a sport fishing boat out of Rancho Lanero or Palmas de Cortez, or from a long range boat out of San Diego. It's either way. So I think it's more just showing them appreciation is what we're trying to do down there. And that's what the broadcast is all about next Saturday down from the Pueblo Benito Blanco in Cabo San Lucas next Saturday, is showing our appreciation and giving them the opportunity to promote their fisheries and their local fisheries there, such as we'll have several people like Minerva from Minerva's Tackles right there in Cabo San Lucas talking about her boat fleet, their different opportunities to go fishing, and kind of giving them some exposure for the local people to take people fishing from here. So that's kind of what we're doing. I leave the kind of the business part of it, and I know Mark probably feels the same way. Ken Frankie does such a great job at the Sport Fishing Association working with the Mexican people and his assistant Kenya and Elena are just phenomenal.
Yeah, they're tireless workers as far as, you know, the thing we got to remember about sport fishing, it's a recreation sport, you know, and it's the largest participation sport in the world.
No question.
You know, I mean, more people take that as a sport they participate in. And, you know, we all started on, like, local boats, half-day boats, and then we graduate to an overnight trip and then maybe a three-day trip. Then maybe we take a trip down to Cabo or Panama or somewhere else in the world. And so, you know, we're all sport fishermen. We're all trying to get people involved in the sport. I think when we work hand-in-hand, especially with Mexico, introducing our waters and, you know, our Pacific coast to everybody outside, it's we're all working hand in hand.
No question.
I mean, we're trying to develop people that want to learn, you know, to fish. You know, they go on a half day boat. You know, I went on a half day boat. My brother took me when I was 10 years old. I got seasick, you know, got a rain check I never used, you know, but then I started working on a 3/4 day boat, you know, when I was 15, 16, going out, helping out, learning, you know. Then I started working on an overnight boat. Then I started doing multi-day stuff. And, you know, I fished out of Mexico dozens and dozens of times, as you have. And so what we all want to do in this business, which is, it's a business for us, it's fun for a lot of people, but it's our business, is to introduce new people all the time.
Right.
Introduce them to new fisheries. And they're going to, you know, people are going to come and they're going to fly down to Mexico, or they're going to fly to another country. They're going to come out on our half-day, three-quarter boats. They're going to go out of, you know, all the different places they can go out of along the Baja coast. So, you know, there needs to be a big collective effort to, you know, get our sport moving forward, which it is. I believe that we've done a good job over the years of getting kids and new people introduced. And, you know, if people didn't get seasick, it'd be you'd have a
there
great
draw. There wouldn't be enough boats.
I mean, yeah, you know, that's the biggest drawback. But, you know, we have such a great product that you can do here, you know, on our Pacific coast that you cannot do in a lot of places in the world.
And I think you bring up a really good point. And I think the people of Mexico are starting to recognize the fact that how many people we're introducing to Mexico, whether it be taking them to the Coronado Islands on a 3/4 day trip on the San Diego or any of the boats, or taking a long range trip that fishes off of Mag Bay or drops you in Cabo San Lucas, stuff like that. These are a lot of people that have never been to Mexico before. And then all of a sudden they go, wow, this is a cool place. I think I'll get on a plane and go to Cabo San Lucas, or go to the East Cape, or go to Manzanillo or Zihuatanejo or something like that. And these people recognize that, hey, this is a cool place to go fishing.
Well, the majority of our people that fish up in San Pedro or San Diego or whatever, they do multiple trips. You know, we talk to people, you know, especially when you spend 10 days with them. Matt knows, you talk to them. Oh, yeah, I'm going down to, you know, Cabo for the tuna tournament, or I'm going here. You know, I had a group that flew down for the tuna tournament, you know, the Cabo tuna tournament, and then they did that, and then they came back up to do our next trip on the Indy. So these people are spread around everybody's economy, you know.
Across the country, too.
And all across the country.
Yeah.
So and, you know, and we do have people from other parts of the world. We have people all the time coming from, you know, all different parts of the world to come here and fish and introduce them to this sport we have.
Well, when you have the world's best sport fishing fleet and the world's best place to go fishing, why not get over here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole structure of everything with boats and availability to different areas is unmatched.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ed, we'll look forward to talking to you from Cabo, and thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. One line just popped open. Been a busy morning, packed up. Everybody wants to try out those new blue Hawaii lenses that on the Piahi from Maui Jim here. So you have a chance to get through right now at 858-457-1090. When we come back, your phone calls and more. Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Same rig and set.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therez, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater
saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at the restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.